Good morning, and welcome to today's devotion for Wednesday, the 6th of March, an ordinary day in the life of the church. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Reverend Father Bradley Miller, the rector of All Saints Parish on Calvary Hill, South Beach Bay. Burdens are still being lifted. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we pause today, Lord God, just to give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for the rest of the night that has passed. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe during the dark hours of the night while we slept. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this brand new day, for waking up this morning, not knowing what the future will, but God, we know that you hold the future. And so, Father, into your hands this day, O Lord, we commend ourselves. We ask that your Holy Spirit continue to be with us. Let your Holy Spirit be our rear guard. Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit keep us and save us from times of trial throughout this day. Do not let us fall into sin, nor be overcome by any danger or anything that may hurt us or harm the body. We offer these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading for today comes from the book of the Psalms, Psalm 78. Psalm 78. The psalmist says, "My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done, his decree, statute for Jacob, and establish the law of Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be unborn, and they in turn would tell them to their children the word of the Lord." My brothers and sisters, our devotions today, I want to reflect on the words from the psalmist in Psalm 78. In Psalm 78, we have the reading or the recording of the rebellion of the children of Israel and their unfaithfulness to God. In this psalm, the people have forgotten the wondrous things that God has done. They have put God to their test by making demands on him. They have lied to him and tried to flatter him and continue to turn away from him, even after he have done great works on their behalf. My brothers and sisters, this psalmist recorded these painful and shameful truths in his word so that we can avoid the same mistake the children of Israel made. My brothers and sisters, in this text, God had commanded that his good works and all that he has done be passed on from parents to children. The purpose of these commands was for a number of reasons. Number one, the first thing for the purpose of God's command was to teach the generation not to make the same mistake as their forefathers did. In other words, we as the older generation have a duty, have a responsibility to teach the younger generation to know God, to love God, and to serve God so that they will not make the same mistake that we have made. In one of his epistles, Paul says, I call upon the older woman to teach the younger women how to dress modern, how to treat their husband with respect, and how to behave themselves. In our world, we seem to have lost our God's consciousness, where the older generation has not been good example to the younger generation. The question is, what are we doing as a part of this older generation to pass on to the next generation? On the history of God's work to the next generation, what are we passing on? Secondly, what kind of example are we showing? Can my children, can your children say, as a result of the good example that my parents, my grandparents have passed on to me, I'm living this life out. What is your example are you setting for your children? What example are you saying or showing to your children? In the psalm, we are called to set the example, to pass something on, pass it on in word, pass it on in deed. And finally, my brothers and sisters, God will hold us accountable for our children. The responsibility of raising children lies in the hands of parents. The responsibility of raising children does not lie in the hands of the government. The responsibility of children does not lie in the hands of the school. The responsibility of the children does not lie in the hands of the church, while the school and the government and the church, after parents have failed, has to step in. The responsibility for rearing children is solely that of parents. I call upon you who may listen to this devotion to please, for God's sake, please raise your child, raise your children in the nurture and the knowledge of God. I call upon you to be that example for your child or your children. I call upon you to be that which God has called you to be. Being the good example to your children and allowing God to use you to be that which God has called you to be. My brothers and sisters, as I close, God is counting on you. God will hold you accountable for what he has entrusted to you. God has entrusted with you, your child, your children, and God will hold you accountable. Amen. I thank you for tuning. I thank you for listening. I hope that this devotion had been some sort of inspiration and encouragement to you. And I ask you to please share this devotion with your family and your friends, or as many people as possible. Amen.
Your hand from me, I am blind.